Christian colleges in what is called the Christian College Coalition. 5 would say yes to that. 101 would say no. Well, just exactly what does Genesis 1 and 2 mean then? If it doesn't mean what it says, which even a child can understand, then how are we to know what it means? And at what point can we trust anything that the Bible says? The answer to the question, what is your view of Genesis 1 and 2, will reveal the attitude of any organization, any ministry towards Scripture. And if they believe that Scripture is inerrant and authoritative and complete, you'll get the right answer. If you get the wrong answer, then they have a weak view of Scripture. And if they reject Genesis 1 and 2, then you can ask them the other question that I posed a little while ago, just exactly where do you start believing the Bible? Oh, some will say, no, wait a minute, we believe in a literal Adam. Oh, really? A literal Adam? That God created a literal Adam and a literal Eve in the middle of this long billions of years of evolution. Well, this involves a very severe and a very arbitrary change in your principles of interpretation when you get to chapter 1, verse 27, chapter 2, verse 7. All of a sudden, now you've got miraculous, supernatural, instantaneous creation of a man in the middle of an evolutionary process. There's nothing in the text itself that would allow you to do that. If everything else is symbolic, if everything else is some kind of myth, if everything else is some kind of poetry, if everything else is some kind of extended allegory, then why would you all of a sudden change all your principles of interpretation and say the creation of Adam was an instantaneous miracle in the midst of an evolutionary process? That betrays a lack of fidelity to Scripture and a very arbitrary way of interpreting it. So, the first issue is fidelity. Let me give you a second word. Little category. Simplicity. Simplicity. The Genesis account is, by all honest considerations, simple, plain, clear, perspicuous, uncomplicated, unmistakable, unambiguous. It is what it is, and a child can understand its simplicity. Or John 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, He was in the beginning with God, all things came into being by Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being.